probably heard from Tom about that. I hope you asked him about that.
Yes, I did. But I'd love to hear your version of the story.
Well, my version of the story is that he and a friend had planned the theater at various places, school and in my dining room and places like that for years. And Bill Austin, who owned Mammothonics Cave, it was at that time, suggested that he come down and that Tom come and let's see about starting that theater. We had both been taken by our parents to theatrical productions in Cincinnati and Louisville all our lives, and we loved it. But we had never really seen dramatic theater. Most of those were musicals. And we had never really seen dramatic theater till we went to college, and we both just fell in love with it. And he got interested in it and worked in it and so forth. At any rate, he came down, and he and Bill decided that this was a thing they could do, both for the kids growing up here and tourists coming through, that it would be a niche for it. So the man that he had planned it with was tied up and couldn't come to help him start it, to be the director and so forth. So Tom had this friend from Georgetown who was an actor in Los Angeles, and he called him and asked him if he'd be available and interested, and Warren Hammock said, "Yes, I'll come." So he came, and he and Tom wandered the countryside. I laughingly called them my aluminum siding salesmen because they had matching briefcases, and that's what they looked like, you know, people with aluminum siding samples in their briefcases going around raising money. And people just here just really took to the idea. And it was the bank worked out a unique funding mechanism where people pledged money and toward a line of credit, and it, you know, local people did everything. We scraped up tile off the floors of the two stores where the theater was going to be, and we cleaned off brick and it was really a community based venture, and I remember opening night, and we just sat and looked at each other and said, "It's here," and it's professional, and it's what we wanted, you know. But it's grown from there, and through 30, however many years, 34, 30, this will be their 34th season, and it's just. It's been more than we wanted. My children grew up there.
What do you think it meant to them, to your kids growing up?
Oh, gosh. It meant a whole world open to them because they met people who were from different backgrounds, yet were similar to them. They could see, you know, we're alike, you know, we're not different because we're from Horse Cave. We're all alike, and we can have experiences like this and live through them, and we can travel, and we can come home again, and we can be proud of our hometown. We can find things to work at here in town that we really love to do. The oldest one almost went into theater and went to college to do that, and then she decided at the last minute to teach instead. And both of them work there, though. So it meant so many, and so many friends that they still pick up, you know, as they go across the country. So-and-so's here this summer, I'll go see her in whatever, and that sort of thing.
Emotion that came through was wonderful because, it's an astonishing story that a tiny town like this could support a world-class theater.
Yeah.
And that people just embraced it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I know that a long time ago there was like an opera house here.
Yeah, but it was traveling things mostly. Unless you had the occasional school play or something like that, which was always something frivolous and, you know, that people could get their hands around to direct and that sort of thing, but to walk into that theater and see professional theater just, you know, blew my mind.